The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, here is a fact that every cigarette smoker should know, an established standard by which experts judge tobacco quality. The lighter, more golden tobaccos are, without exception, choicer, more expensive. And this trade-accepted truth proves beyond a dispute the superiority of Raleigh cigarettes. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other brand. You'll see at a glance the tobaccos in Raleighs are unmistakably more golden in color. Here is proof you can see. Proof that Raleighs do give you the more golden tobaccos. The tobaccos experts insist on when buying for quality. And for more emphatic proof of Raleigh superiority, 31 of these finer tobaccos go into the exclusive Raleigh blend. A combination that guarantees Raleigh's superb, unvarying richness, smoothness, mildness, incomparable smoking satisfaction. Raleighs give you valuable premium coupons, too. Redeemable as well for United States war stamps. Yes, it pays in many ways to smoke Raleighs. So get the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Playing Mary. And now, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, that's the Army and the Navy in the audience tonight. Nothing but, come on, boys, say ho. Yay, come on. How are you tonight, Truman?
Oh, swell, Red. How are you?
Oh, pretty
say,
good.
Red, people are still talking about that blackout we had the other night.
Yeah.
Quite a blackout, wasn't
boy,
it?
Boy, I'll say, boy, the streets sure were dark.
Uh-huh.
You should have seen the Scotchmen taking their wives shopping.
Well, tell me, Red, did anything exciting happen to you during that last blackout?
Yeah, I was almost thrown in jail for trying to put out one light.
That's funny. What kind of a light was it?
I don't know. There was a bunch of soldiers grouped around it, and they kept shining it up in the sky.
Well, sure is hard to see in a blackout.
Yeah, I'll say. You know, some wise guy was trying to kiss all the pretty girls as they were stumbling along the sidewalk during the blackout.
Now, that was a mean, low trick.
Yeah, my case comes up tomorrow, you know.
Say, Red, isn't your brother an air raid warden?
Yeah, I'm his assistant.
What do you do?
Well, I bring back the pocketbooks he thinks he found during the blackout.
Boy, what a night for pickpockets.
Yeah, us wolves didn't do bad either. The trouble was, all we could find was other wolves.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Harriet.
Say, wasn't that blackout awful? All the traffic was stopped.
Yeah, I was stopped, too.
I stopped my car in a blackout once.
Say, where were you when the traffic stopped, Ozzy?
Well, I was driving along in back of a woman driver who was going to make a left turn when the blackout came.
Yeah? Well, what did the woman driver do?
Well, she waited until it was nice and dark. Then she put out her hand and turned the corner.
Yes.
Well, I don't see how any cars could move.
Don't kick it around. Just leave it lay there.
Red, I don't see how any cars could move. How could you see the traffic lights?
The traffic light in California? Who looks at the traffic lights? Everybody drives by instinct out here.
What do you mean, drives by instinct?
Well, you just watch the other guy figure out which sidewalk he's going to drive on and try to beat him to it.
Dark scares me. I keep seeing horrible sights walking.
Yeah,
around.
I know. Some of those girls in slacks don't look good in the daylight either.
You see a lot of funny things during a blackout.
Yeah, Fibber McGee's Uncle Dennis didn't know the blackout was on, so he wandered out into the street.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, he looked around and went up to a lamppost and said, "All right, come on, put them back on. I paid my bill."
I was lit up once.
You were, Ozzy?
Yeah, I was so lit up, the air raid warden had to take me home under an umbrella.
Tell me, Red, Ed. Were there many people on the streets during the blackout?
Yeah, at first it was so crowded that when I scratched my back, 45 people says, oh. You know, the ambulance, the Women's Ambulance and Defense Corps did a great job.
Well, those air raid wardens deserve a lot of credit, too, for going around like they do.
Yeah, kids. Boy, and are they fast?
Fast?
Yeah, one air raid warden was parked with his girl, see? And when the first alarm sounded, he got out, turned out all the lights in his district, got back in again, and didn't even lose his pucker.
I was an air raid warden once.
What happened, Ozzie?
Well, as soon as the alarm sounded, I ran up to Hetty Lamar's house to put her lights out.
Yeah, what happened?
I met 39 other guys with the same idea.
Well, you really see some strange things, all right. I saw a bunch of moths flying around a big electric sign, and then suddenly the lights went out.
What happened?
Well, the papa moth looked around and he said, oh, darn that Hitler anyway. Now we're all dressed up, no place to go.
One dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. That's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kinda think that there will. She's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. Here is one dozen roses, and my heart is right beside them. Just a little gift for you, my sweetie pie.
Well, I hate to seem suspicious, but the truth of all of this is, there's something slightly more than meets the eye.
Well, how can you say that?
There's blonde hair on your shoulder, and that isn't your hat. There's lipstick on your collar, and it's cheap lipstick at that. So take your one dozen roses with the long stems and the thorns on them and give them to that blonde, not me.
One Dozen Roses, delivered by Harriet Ozzie and his orchestra. Tonight, we're going to try and show how different people go for walks. And our first, we go to a courthouse where we find two pedestrians being tried.
Order in the courtroom. Order in the court. All right, folks, get your programs. You can't tell the crooks from the judge without your programs.
All right, first case.
There are two men are charged with trespassing on city property.
Yeah, you got the wrong script, bub. You want to try mine? What are we charged with?
All right, first case.
Your Honor, two men are charged with disturbing the peace, resisting an officer, disorderly conduct, creating a nuisance, vagrancy, petty theft, and swiping bananas from the corner market.
Did we do all of that?
Yes, you did.
Antisocial, ain't we?
Haven't I seen your face before?
Yes, Judge. That was before the 18th Amendment was repealed. You used to come into my speakeasy.
Just for a lemon coke, just for a lemon coke.
Yes, sir. Just a lemon coke. Fortified with tetraethyl lead.
You've been in this court before.
Yes,
sir. When you divorced your first wife, weren't you?
That's right. I divorced her because she ate peanuts in bed.
She ate peanuts in bed?
Yeah.
What's so wrong with that?
Well, I didn't mind the peanuts, but she had an elephant cracking them for her.
Are you sure I haven't seen your picture in the post office?
No, sir. It hasn't been released yet.
Tell me, Smith, what's your occupation?
Well, Judge, I'm a joiner.
A joiner? What's a joiner?
Well, I hang around the bar until someone offers to buy drinks for the house. Then I join them.
Tell me, where do you live?
Well, for the past 2 years, we've been living in a manhole at Hollywood and Vine. We were very happy till this morning when we got arrested.
You mean to say that you live in a manhole?
Yeah.
Can't you afford a room?
Sure, but you meet a better class of rats in the manhole.
Oh, we got rooms, but we can't get to them.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you, Judge, this is the story. You see, we work at that cigar store on the corner. You know the place has the big Raleigh cigarette display in the window?
Yes.
Well, 2 years ago, I start across Hollywood Boulevard. I get in the middle of the street, bing, the light changes. I look around and I see a truck coming right at me. There's a Jeep headed for me from the back. There's no place to go.
Yes, what happened?
I see an open manhole, so I makes a dive for it. Then the light changes again and I start to get out. I take 2 steps, I'm in the middle of the street, bing, the light changes again. Guys, all I see is them mad California drivers coming at me, so I make a dive for the manhole again.
How long did this keep up?
All night. Then the next morning at 6 o'clock, I got up. All was clear. I started to go to my room, but it's time to go back to work. That night, after I get through with work, I come back, I start home, I get in the middle of the street, bing, the light changes. I'm right back in the manhole again.
Does Wonderful Smith live in this manhole with you?
Well, he used to, but I made him move out.
Why?
He was always dropping ashes around, making everything sloppy.
Well, you have to be quick on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Quick? Why, the only way you can get across that street is to be able to crawl on your hands and knees.
But cars can hit you just the same, can't they?
Yeah, but it ain't so far to fall.
Are you boys going to continue to live in those manholes?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to, because every night it's the same thing. Bing, in the manhole.
Tell me, are you doing anything tonight?
Well, nothing. Why?
Well, you know those pipes that run under the street to the next boulevard?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, boys, if you'll walk through to Sunset,
yeah,
we'll have a game of gin rummy, because I'm living in that manhole.
Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's walking along the road without a care in the world. Well, here I am. I don't want to walk without you, baby. Do, 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 do. Gosh, it sure is a long way over to Daisy June's house. I think I'll just sit down here and rest for a few minutes. Must have sat on a frog. Boy, it sure feels good just to sit down and let my toes spread out like the spokes of a wagon wheel. That ain't in here.
Hello, Clem.
Well, dee. Way out here.
Oh, just picking flowers.
I picked a flower for you too, Daisy June. Here, have a smell.
Oh! Clem, there was a bee in there. He stung me.
Well, I don't blame him, you sticking your big nose in his flower.
Clem, kiss my nose and make it well.
Okay. Made your whole face well, didn't I? Hey, where are you going, DJ?
Oh, just taking a tramp through the woods. See, there's lots of tourists out here, and when they see us, it lends color to the scene.
Oh, is that why you got on so much lip rouge?
That ain't rouge. I'm just unnaturally healthy.
Oh. Just unnaturally healthy, huh? Well, don't look now, but you're unhealthier on this side than you are on that one. Sure walk nice and slinky, just like them movie stars do.
Oh, do I really walk slinky, Clem?
Yeah, remember the night when you were slinking along and you slunk too much and you slank?
Oh, say, here comes a car up the road. Let's thumb a ride and then walk back.
Careful, it's one of them California drivers.
Why, is he driving with one hand with his arm around the girl?
Nope, both arms around the girl and he's steering with his feet. I'll thumb him anyway.
Clem, the next time don't hold your nose so close to your thumb.
Well, Mother, when we get lost, don't we? It itches.
You know?
No, my thumb. Say, the next one stopped. I'll make it stop. I'll open my mouth real wide and then close it.
My goodness, what happened to that tunnel? Hey, you going to town?
Yeah, Tim, you going to town?
Well, wait till I find my place and we'll all go to town. Yep, I'm going to town. I'm going to town. Yep.
Thanks. I just wanted to make sure I'm on the right road. So long.
Is he driving a cow? Here comes another guy. I'll lie down and pretend that I'm an accident.
Hmm? Oh, no, Clem.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll do what that girl did in that picture. It happened one night. Remember? I guess they never seen legs with buffalo fur on them before.
Say, Clem, when the next car comes, I'll do the same thing and see what happens, huh?
Okay.
Say, how much do you want for those snakes?
That ain't no snake, that's my leg.
Sure fool me. You want a lift? One of you ride up with me and he can ride in the back seat.
Hey, I think we better walk, DJ. I just got a faint whiff of a wolf.
Oh, don't be silly. Do I look like a wolf?
Hmm?
Well, do I?
Well, stop licking my hand and I'll tell you.
Get in, Clem.
Okay.
How far are you going?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, Bob. Hey, what kind of car is this anyway?
Why, is anything wrong?
Yeah, can't get the door closed. Yeah, the front wheels are going frontwards and the back wheels are going backwards. And the spare's just sitting there scratching its little head.
This sure is a nice car. How's your tires, mister?
They're pretty bad.
Hey, I know where you can get a brand new set of tires.
Brand new tires?
Yep.
Where?
Shangri-La.
Oh, shucks, a blowout.
Well, mister, don't you move. You were nice to us, so we'll be nice to you. Fix the tire, Daisy June.
Never mind, I'll fix it.
Oh, no, you won't. We were just kidding you. That weren't the tire, Clem. Good. I just overdid my bubble gum a little. We'll get out here, mister.
Well, thanks an awful lot.
Thanks a lot, mister.
Thank you very much.
Do you do much walking?
Yeah, we walk all the time.
Really? Oh, say, I'm a traveling salesman for the shoe concern. Would you like a pair?
No, this is the summertime, you know.
Well, now, that's all right. People wear shoes in the summertime.
They do? When did Congress pass that law?
Now, come on. Come on, try this pair just for size.
Well, I got pretty big feet, you know. I'll try them, though.
All right.
There.
How does it feel?
Feels pretty good. Now give me 9 others for the rest of my toes. Ozzie Nelson playing jump broad. And Truman, that's your cue to sell our listeners Raleigh cigarettes.
Well, Red, tonight I'm not going to try to sell our listeners on the idea of smoking Raleigh cigarettes.
Oh, Mr. Raleigh's not going to like you.
I know he'll approve of this, Red, because what I have to say is in interest of all American boys serving on foreign battlefronts. Ladies and gentlemen, now, for only 75 cents, you can send a full carton of Raleigh cigarettes to any serviceman stationed outside of the United States or possessions.
Well, you can take my order right now, Truman. I have friends in Australia, Iceland, and Ireland, and I know each one will appreciate a carton of Raleigh.
Well, fine, Harriet. And ladies and gentlemen, many of you have friends and relatives fighting for you on foreign battlefronts. Here is a great opportunity to give them hours of pleasure. Yes, extra smoking pleasure, because you'll be sending Raleighs, the cigarettes that are made with a choicer, more expensive golden tobaccos for the very best in smoking enjoyment.
Well, how do we go about it, Truman?
That's especially simple. Just see your tobacco dealer. He'll take care of everything. Remember, the gift most welcome by any fighting man costs you only 75 cents. Tonight or first thing tomorrow, send him a carton of Raleigh cigarettes.
Getting back to people walking, we have a lady and her little boy. They're walking around downtown, and Junior has become separated from his mother. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid. Mommy! Mommy! I had lost, Mommy! Come and get me! Come and get me! Somebody better come and get me before I join the Marine. Mommy!
Well, hello there, little boy. Are you lost?
No. Why don't you pay attention?
Don't cry, little man.
No,
don't cry. Here's a penny. Don't you want a penny?
Make it a nickel, mister. I am really lost.
I'll tell you, maybe I can help you, Sonny. Now, what does your mother look like?
Well, I could tell you, but you wouldn't believe it.
Well, is she tall or short or thin or fat?
Yes, she is.
She's tall, short, thin, and fat.
Yeah, she just don't care.
Well, tell me, is she blonde or brunette?
Well, that all depends on how she feel when she gets up in the morning. Oh, never mind. Here she comes. Hello, Mommy.
Junior, there you are.
Yeah, here I am.
And who's that good-looking man you're talking to?
Mommy, you ain't working at the chili bowl no more.
Well, anyway, I'm glad I found you.
Yeah, you're naughty. You were trying to lose me. I ain't lost.
No, you're not. I'm with you.
How do you like that? We're both lost.
Stop acting silly, Junior.
You were trying to lose me. I know.
Don't be silly. I've tried that before. Yeah. Come on. Stand on the curb till the light changes.
Okay.
You won't cause any excitement that way.
Oh, I won't, huh? Hey, look, everybody, I am the Jeff!
Junior! All right, the light changed. Hurry up.
Can you carry me? I am tired. All we've been doing is walking.
Well, Mommy has to lose a little weight.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit chubby.
A bit chubby?
You don't think I'm more than chubby?
I can answer that, but who am I to get a state guard out of bed at this time of the night?
Oh, come on, Junior. You can walk faster than that.
No, I can't. I'm losing me pants.
How could you lose your pants? You're wearing a belt and suspenders, aren't you?
Yeah, look.
Junior, you're supposed to fasten the belt and suspenders to your pants.
Now she tells me.
Now, you see? The
Uh-oh.
Light's changed.
Yeah,
we're stuck in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
What do we do?
What do we do?
Oh, what do we do?
What do we do? Where's the manhole? Where's the manhole? I am happy that soldier is here tonight, or we'd all been killed.
All right, lady, we can't hold up traffic all day.
Oh, I'm so sorry, officer.
Is you a traffic officer?
What do I look like, a beef stew?
Well, you was beefing, and I'll bet you 2-1 you was...
Junior!
Hold along now, come on, you're jaywalking.
No, we ain't neither, we American citizens. We pay our bills right after the fourth notice.
All right, lady. Come on. Move along.
Hey, don't yell at my mummy. She's a taxpayer. Show him the receipt, Mom. Go ahead. Show him the receipt. We will move when we at wedding.
Junior, get up off of that street.
No, I won't get it dirty.
Junior, get up off of that street. You want a car to run over you and get a puncture or something?
I think I'll give you a ticket.
Get her one. I always get in for nothing, you know.
Junior, I told you to get off of the street.
Oh, you have me. You have me. You broke my widow. You broke my widow.
I broke your little what?
That you did. That you did.
Well, are you going to move along?
Yeah, tell me, Fleetman, are you a public servant?
Yes, why?
Could I have a glass of water? I don't.
This has gone far enough. I'll carry you to the other side of the street.
Put me down.
Come on,
put
up
me
you
down.
Go.
Put me down.
Stop kicking me in the stomach.
Put me down.
Stop kicking me in the stomach.
I can't. I'm sending a message to the native. Boy, I ain't hot today, ain't I?
All right, there you are. Now run along.
Thanks a lot for the lift, Bob. Me little feet were killing me.
Now, that's okay.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you walk like a little gentleman.
No, I tell you what, you walk ahead. I'll see you later. I'm going to stand here on the corner and whistle at people running for streetcars so they'll miss them.
You come up. No, never mind. You stay here. I'm going in this ice cream parlor.
Ice cream parlor, she said. Don't get any sawdust on your mouth.
Junior, this is an ice cream parlor.
Oh, so it is. All right, I'm me own little self again. Come on, let's go.
That's what I thought. Now let's go home.
No, let's go into the ice cream parlor.
No.
Now you buy me a Tutti Frutti or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I would tell everybody you were kicked out of the campfire, girls, because you had no spark plug.
That's not so. I got kicked out because I couldn't tie knots.
Don't kid me, Mommy. You can tie knots. Either that or pop the yogi.
Now, you listen to me. Are you going to walk, or am I going to have to carry you like you were a helpless little baby?
Would you? Oh, look, there's a bakery shop. Can I look in the window?
Yes, but don't flatten your nose out too
much. Hey, get me out of this banana pie before I curdle the whipped cream.
You just stand here. I'll go inside and pay the man for the window.
Okay. Well, here I is, all alone. If you folks are smart, you'll all move back. Oh, look, there's an office building with a revolving door. Gee, I just got time for a couple of rounds. Uh-oh, here comes a man with an arm full of bundles. If I do, I get a weapon. I do this. I will get the door going real fast. Oh, well, drunk again, eh?
Oh, I do believe you did that on purpose, didn't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry, sir. Dude, you get away from those bundles.
I'm just looking over his stuff he bought. Nope, nothing there we can use.
Come get on. Away from me, you little pest. I ought to give you a sound thrashing.
You touch a hair of his head and I'll scratch your eyes out.
Oh, boy, a fight. Had a boy. Stick him on.
Don't worry, madam. I wouldn't touch that brat of yours with a 10-foot pole. Goodbye.
Hey, Mummy, maybe I shouldn't have got the door going too fast, huh?
Oh, don't worry. He probably deserved it, the big brute.
Yeah?
Come on, I'm going to buy you all the ice cream you can eat.
What? Ain't it marvelous what a woman will do for somebody she loves?
While Ozzy and the band play Tangerine, Del King says a word to pipe smokers.
You'll put new life in that old pipe of yours if you keep it filled with Sir Walter Raleigh. Here's the tobacco that's extra rich and mellow, yet smooth and mild with never a trace of bite. Sir Walter Raleigh is expertly blended from selected burleys, carefully cured and aged, to accent the tobacco goodness. Crimp cut for cool, even burning. And Sir Walter Raleigh's fragrant aroma is welcome any place. Tonight, get the quality pipe tobacco of America. Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program is broadcast to our armed forces abroad and came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.